KSL News time is now 7:39. Another check of triple team traffic on this Thursday, and some interesting developments this morning, Eddie Farnsworth.
Yeah, it's Kearns is the biggest one that's kind of catching everybody by surprise. 56 West, 5400 South. They're not letting any northbound traffic through the intersection. All of it's being diverted east over toward Bangor Highway, which is now seeing some additional backups. Northbound Bangor at 5400 South, although we see that every day, so it's not that out of the ordinary. Mainline I-15 in a little bit slower than usual shape, though, from Point of the Mountain all the way to 123rd South Draper. Now we're starting to see brake lights between 106th and 90th. That's more what we're used to, Eric Butler.
Down in Utah County, we do have an accident northbound I-15. This is the reason we've got some slowing right at the Highland Alpine exit. This is actually just as you move past the entrance to I-15. About three cars involved. A couple of them are still on hand over on the right shoulder, and most of the traffic for the main flow is getting by without any problems. Heather?
We're still slow with some stop and go southbound I-15 between Layton Parkway through most of Kaysville. You have good speeds after that until you hit Beck Street in North Salt Lake, and then you slow down again to about 600 north. That's pretty typical this time of day. But great news, Legacy Parkway and US 89 in really good shape with no accidents. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.